This is what they say. We don't think twice about hiring a professional to help us plan a wedding. But what if we hired a professional to help us plan our funerals? What if the Christian community suddenly became known as the people who celebrate funerals? And we really mean party. What if we did it so often and so big that people started to notice? And what if the culture started asking why? Phil?
Well, you know what? When we have a funeral, now, I understand when it's an unexpected death of a child or unexpected death of a friend, but when Uncle Bob has lived his whole life as a triumphant Christian, when he dies, he didn't die. He just stepped over into eternity. Everything we've preached about our whole life suddenly just happened. We won. And so but yet we cry, we weep, we wear black clothes. We don't do funerals any different than the world does. I'm telling you, why do we cry at funerals? Uncle Roy just stepped over. He just proved everything we talk about is absolutely true. He's with Jesus now. Why don't we live that out? So when Uncle Roy passes away, it's party time. Bring out the rock band, bring out the polka band, whatever turns you on, and let's have a party. I just think that if we became known as the one group in America that one of our people passes on the glory, if we celebrated, how differently the world would look at us. It would be a remarkable thing that would capture their attention.
Yeah, that's awesome. John, what do you say about that? I mean, death they say brings out the best or the worst. And John, you're saying this is full orb. Yeah. Those seven S's, they go right into this. I mean, this is the greatest. The Christian, it's the graduation. It's the greatest moment.
Yes.
Well, to be clear, nowhere in the book do we advocate for polka bands. So that is Phil's reading of our book.
Hey. Yeah.
But, you know, look, what it really comes down to is one of the things, and Phil mentioned this earlier, like the early church was so good at astonishing and baffling the culture around them. And we're not doing that at all. Well, what are we doing now that's astonishing the culture where they're like, wow, who are these people? This is incredible. And we need to get back to that. We need to have a mindset and eyes for doing things that are just are extraordinary and make people have a whole different view of things. A joyful funeral is one example of that. And I want to give you another one, and you kind of touched on it at the early part of this segment, is foster care is a massive, massive problem in our country. There's almost a 500,000 children who have just been abandoned to the system, okay? They have no parents around. They are only being taught to survive. They're in no way being taught to thrive. And the numbers on what happens to kids in the foster care program when they graduate out of it, when they are emancipated, is atrocious. 1% college graduation rate. 1%, okay? 3/4 of girls who graduate out of that system will be pregnant within 3 years, and 25% of those kids will be homeless within the first year of being out of the foster care system, okay? Almost 500,000 kids. What do we do about this? Well, guess what? Here's the great news. There are 300,000+ churches in this country. If each church just said, we're taking a kid, we're going to find a family, and we're going to take 1+ kids, okay? So maybe there's a brother and sister, or two brothers, whatever. If we just did this, and the rest of the church community said, all right, we're going to support this one family who is taking in foster care kids, we could, as a church community in the United States, wipe out the foster care system within a year. No kids in the foster care system. Wow. That's the kind of thing that makes the world stand up and go, wait a minute, 500,000 kids are now in homes? That's unbelievable. Who did that? The Christian community did it. That's who did it. That's the kind of stuff that we need to be getting back to, of looking for ways to live out our faith and astonish the world with it.
That's the passion-filled voice of Jonathan Bock and his partner in crime, Phil Cook, both men of God, passionate about bringing our culture back to Christ, but waking up the church to reach our lost world. And in foster care, this is very practical. My dad is mentoring constantly. My dad, you know, my dad, he's involved as a chairman of Salem Communications, but his passion is mentoring these fatherless kids.
Wow.
And loving on them. And that's what he spends
amazing.
A lot of time doing.
And that's
so
amazing.
Yeah. So and so he's real excited. I'm gonna make sure he reads this book. And what I love is you guys are solutions. You guys are making movies to drive us to do these things. But it starts, folks, you can just pick up this book. It's chock full of even more stuff. Look at this D.L. Moody quote. I love this right here in the book. Let me make sure I get this right. Out of 100 men, one will read the Bible. The other 99 will read the Christian. D.L. Moody.
That's right.
But this really summarizes, so Phil. Take us home. Challenge everyone out there real quick as we wrap up.
Well, start it off with joy. You know, the thing to do, my suggestion is what you could start doing today is just start living a life of joy. Most Christians that I know are the grumpiest group I've ever met. We don't live any differently than the rest of the world does. Let me tell you something. If you live a life of joy, you don't have to witness to people. You don't have to carry four spiritual laws tracts because people will come to you and ask why you have such joy. It's the greatest opening to sharing your faith you've ever had, just living a life of joy.
Wow. Okay, Jonathan, how do you want to say goodbye to everybody? What's your parting thought here, man?
Get back in the gym. Like, we've gotten fat and lazy as a group of people, and we need to inspire and encourage each other to get serious about our faith, about being transformed human beings. We've just gotten real, real soft and real, real lazy, and it's time for us to get back to it.
Well, you guys have been a huge blessing today, and I really appreciate it. I really want to encourage you. Now, look. What do you guys, I honestly want everyone listening to get a copy of this book, to read it, underline it, share it with their family. I guess it's available at all the, where books are sold, right?
Everywhere, okay. Yeah. Okay. You can get it online, you can get it in bookstores, wherever.
Do you all have a book website set up, or what are you driving people to primarily?
Amazon.
We don't have a book website. Okay. You can go to, most people just get it from Amazon, so that's a great place, or a local bookstore can order it for you, either one.
Okay, the book is The Way Back, How Christians Blew Our Credibility and How We Get It Back Forward by Eric Metaxas, another funny guy, another character, man.
Oh, yeah.
But really, really neat. If You Can Lose It, right? Remember that book he wrote? I think you guys
may have alluded to that here.
Yes, sir. So Phil Cook, Jonathan Bach, you guys are such a blessing. Thank you for being on. Thank you for what you're doing to reach our world for Christ through media. And what I love is you guys are like media pastors to other media folks and other people, and including myself. I've really benefited. And Phil, I was really blessed by the fact that, you know, we're at NRB with all these brilliant leaders and all that, and you took a lot of time to spend some time with the young people, the collegians, talking to them about having a greater impact, from things to job interviews to making as much about their education and magnifying Christ in, you know, early in their careers, these millennials. We got to reach these young people, don't we, Phil?
Absolutely, absolutely. I have a real heart for reaching the next generation and training them to do that. That's so critically important, and you've been a big part of doing that as well, so I think it's critical.
Okay, well, we're going to tell everyone to follow you on Twitter. And
okay.
Are you guys on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For me, it's just Phil Cook, okay. With an E.
I like your, I love your thing. I screenshot a lot of your things, but I always give you credit.
But no problem.
You always, your Instagram account, I always stop and pause. It's always rich. Jonathan, we got to tame this guy, man. Can you put some restrictor plates on him or something, man? He's out of control.
I try to.
I just, it's unbelievable. True. So I want to have lunch with the two of you one day. That's my dream.
That'd
but I don't know
fun.
If I can take it. I just don't know. I mean, like, every waitress, server, and cook in that restaurant is going to be converted by the time we get up from the table. If I know how, you know, it'll be like an Acts chapter, you know, Acts 1, 2, and 3 meeting. But hey, I love you guys. Thank you so much. You're a blessing.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much. We enjoyed it.
Awesome. Truthnetwork.com. We'll have more about this show and getting it on podcast. Follow me at Stu Epperson. I'll be tweeting this podcast out to all my wonderful Twitter followers, and I'll make sure I copy. I'll at you guys, all right, so that your followers can pick it up.
Yes.
And also, we'll put it on the gram and other places. And guys, keep spreading the good news of Jesus and keep calling us to church, to be the church. You're just calling us to be what God designed us to be, right?
Yeah, it's pretty simple, actually. Pretty simple. Appreciate what you're doing, Stu. It's awesome.
God bless, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, you take care.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.